Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served up with a side of real talk. Ever feel like life's tossing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once and you just want to throw in the towel? Well, guess what? We've all been there. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. It's not about being soft or indulging in pity parties. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Think of it this way. Life can be tough, right? We face setbacks, disappointments, even plain old bad days. But how we treat ourselves during these moments makes all the difference. Self-compassion is like that inner cheerleader who reminds us to keep going, even when things get tough. It's about acknowledging our struggles without judgment and offering ourselves support and encouragement instead of harsh self-criticism. So, why is this so crucial? Because constantly beating yourself up only amplifies the negativity. It creates a vicious cycle where you feel worse, make more mistakes, because let's be real, who functions well when they're stressed and down on themselves? And ultimately, it sabotages your progress. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Avery, self-compassion sounds great in theory, but how do I actually practice it? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner kindness. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. That means making mistakes, feeling overwhelmed, and experiencing a full range of emotions, both the good and the bad. It's part of the package deal. Stop expecting perfection from yourself because honestly, it's unrealistic and sets you up for disappointment. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself saying things like, "I'm such an idiot," or "I'll never get this right"? Stop those thought patterns in their tracks. When negative thoughts creep in, consciously replace them with more compassionate ones. Instead of, "I'm a failure," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." 3. Practice mindfulness. This is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings. Don't get caught up in them. Just acknowledge their presence and let them pass. It's like watching clouds drift by. You see them, but they don't define your entire experience. 4. Treat yourself kindly. Would you talk to a friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So, show yourself the same level of kindness and understanding you'd extend to someone you care about. When you're feeling down, offer yourself words of encouragement, engage in self-care activities that bring you joy, and remember that you deserve to be treated with love and respect, starting with yourself. 5. Remember your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and qualities. Make a list of your strengths, big or small, and remind yourself of them regularly. This helps build confidence and self-worth, which are essential for navigating life's ups and downs with grace. Speaking of real-world examples, picture this. You're prepping for an important presentation, but butterflies are in overdrive. Your mind races with doubts. What if I mess up? What if everyone laughs? Instead of letting those anxieties consume you, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared well and you have valuable insights to share. Treat yourself with kindness. Acknowledge the nervousness, but don't let it define your experience. Visualize success, focus on your strengths, and remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you'll learn from the experience. Self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous practice. It takes conscious effort to shift our internal dialogue and treat ourselves with the same kindness we extend to others. But trust me, it's worth every bit of effort. When you cultivate self-compassion, you create a foundation of resilience, strength, and inner peace, essential ingredients for navigating life's challenges with grace and confidence. So, my friends, let's commit to being kinder to ourselves today. Start by acknowledging your strengths, challenging negative self-talk, and practicing mindful moments throughout the day. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and compassion, starting with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, stories, or struggles in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey of growth and self-discovery. Until tomorrow, stay detached and thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.